Air quality went from bad to worse today throughout New York and New Jersey. The air quality index in every county in the Garden State reached either unhealthy or very unhealthy levels this afternoon due to those Canadian wildfires and the smoke they're causing trickling south. Those ratings mean everybody could experience health effects like labored breathing due to the smoke. But children, seniors, and people with existing health issues could be hit especially hard, and it's not clear how much longer this could last. We're joined now by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to talk about how the state is monitoring the situation. Hey, Governor, welcome to All Things Considered.
Sean, good to be here, but kind of crazy times, as I think we all agree.
I know. What is the latest on our situation in New Jersey? Just how bad is it for people?
It's bad. I mean, it's bad enough that we made a decision to close state offices effective at 3:30, and we're going to monitor this, obviously, through the night. The entirety of the state is either purple or red, which are the, as you said, unhealthy and very unhealthy markers, and we can't take any chances. And you rightfully also said, especially for folks, young kids, seniors, folks with any medical, adjacent medical issues. And so we're doing our best to stay out ahead of this thing, but it's an incredibly challenging and real phenom right now.
So you mentioned state offices. Do you think that the state will start ordering precautions at schools or nursing homes or other facilities?
I think at the moment we allow those institutions to make their own decisions. We certainly wouldn't stand in the way, but I think we have to leave all options on the table. You know, this may get worse before it gets better. I hope that's not true, but it may. And it looks like they've still got hundreds of fires in Canada that are, quote unquote, out of control. So it is not as though a solution is imminent, I fear. I know the general sense is we're going to be better by Friday. At least that's the current sense. I can't speak for what it looks like tonight and tomorrow. So we're going to stay all over this. Our Department of Environmental Protection is the principal monitor of the air quality, and it's posting alerts, and that's probably a good excuse for me to give the website, which is DEP, as in Department of Environmental Protection, .nj.gov. That's a good place for folks to go.
So the problem we're dealing with right now is largely attributable, as you said, to wildfires in eastern Canada. But we should say New Jersey is seeing its own uptick in wildfires this year. One in South Jersey last week got so bad it shut down like 25 miles of the Garden State Parkway. So what can New Jersey do, or what is it already doing, to manage fires before they spark and as they happen?
You're absolutely right. South Jersey had a 5,000-plus acre fire end of last week, and the parkway was closed for a period of time. And in fact, I drove through it a couple of days later, and there was still smoke. The broader context here, as everybody knows, is that we're living in the midst of a climate crisis. And so we are all beholden to that. And I think the answer in terms of how we deal with forest fires, other than obviously the age-old bad, either careless or bad behavior by humans who inadvertently or, God forbid, deliberately light fires, and we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to stamp out that cause. But we've got to all of us band together and push back hard on what I fear will be an increasing frequency of events like this, unless as a planet we don't do what we need to do to push back on this climate crisis. And New Jersey's doing everything we can as a state, but a state can only do so much. And so that means collective action by our country and, frankly, with alliances around the world. And I think that really is the only lasting solution here.
Yeah, you issued a statement last night that said that this is evidence of the intensifying climate crisis. So given that, that it's happening, right? Like this is something that we're seeing now and we anticipate we'll see more of in the future. What policies are we pursuing that could help protect New Jerseyans from the hazardous air?
Again, I'll put to the side, but to reiterate, public campaigns and strict law enforcement on folks who are either sloppy or deliberately setting fires, put that aside for a moment. I think you have everything from clearing forest floors, which we spent a lot of time in our administration, to all the steps we're taking to diversify energy sources, to clean energy, to emphasize the investment in electric vehicles, the entirety of the energies that we put into pushing back on climate change and the climate crises, everything from the mundane, as I mentioned, cleaning up forest floors, all the way to the sort of the big macro stuff. And I think it's an and all moment to deal with this. There's no easy one-off magic wand.
As we all wait this out, what do you advise New Jerseyans do?
I think right now, Sean, stay inside. I think that's the best advice, especially for young folks, for seniors and folks with adjacent medical challenges. Stay inside, keep the windows closed, and stay up to date and informed at dep.nj.gov, and God willing, this gets better sooner than later.
Governor Phil Murphy from the great state of New Jersey. Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sean.